You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Hey, before we get back to business, we will get more Tiger Talk. We started the first 2 hours of the show with it. We will do more of it, I promise, especially with people driving down to the ball game. But here's one space I did want to ask a college football question. Rico brought something up pre-show, and David's answer was stunning. It really was. Do you want to ask your Michigan State, Ohio State question here?
Yeah.
Because what David responded with, I'd be ashamed of as a normal person. But when you purport to yourself to be on a higher moral plane, that you are highly favored and you are a man of God, it was a stunning thing to say. Rico, ask the question.
And if people want to get in, 248-539-9797, it was simply, David, Michigan fan, you represent Michigan Nation. Who would you root for with the Michigan State, Ohio State game? Do you have a vested interest? Do you just not watch the game? Do you hope one, you know, do you want Ohio State to win so they're undefeated? David said none of the above. Here was David's answer.
I'm rooting for the Hurricane to hit, truly. That's what I'm really rooting for. I need injuries, man. I need everyone to just not end that game well. Just, you know, that's what I'm looking for there.
Now, let's be clear. You're not wishing for serious things.
No, not at all.
You're just wishing for like, oh, no, did you pull a groin? That's too bad.
Yeah, correct.
Because people are going to come after you going, how dare.
I never root for the, you know.
Catastrophic injuries,
head injury. I don't need that.
He's hoping for a Joe Theismann. That's
but,
what he's hoping
you know,
for.
If Aiden comes up limping.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
It is what it is, man.
I mean, that wasn't the answer I was expecting. I'm thinking he's going to say, you know what? I don't care. And, you know, I root for, like some Michigan fans say, I want Ohio State to be undefeated. Or some people hate Ohio State so much. Like Stoney was like, there's no way I could ever root for the Buckeyes. David just said, go full Bane, stadium implosion.
I'd be happy with the stadium implosion part because the stadium sucks.
You can finally get your new stadium.
We'll be playing games at East Lansing High.
May as well. You're not far off with that erector set. That school needs to get serious.
Mike, they're making changes.
Good. Knock down one side of the stadium and rebuild it. Let's go. hey, man, that's how it's done. What Florida State's doing.
They cleared the gas tanks. That stuff's gone.
Right. Take down an entire
stadium. That stuff's gone. I don't know what's about to happen, but they cleared that entire area. So maybe you get your wish, Mike.
Well, why don't you talk to your man, Alan?
Then and, what would you
show me the renderings?
Then what
I
would
want
you
an
say?
LED roof on then, Spartan Stadium. Then,
what would just make Mike happy?
If we were doing what Missouri's doing.
So if we just took their stadium and copied it. That would be
Have
enough
you
for you.
Have you seen the renovations Missouri's going to do?
I did. I said, if we took their stadium and copied it,
yeah,
you had no complaints.
None, because it would be like 62,000 seats, NFL style, comfort, high-end things to do.
So I can get you to sign a paper and say for 5 years, no complaints.
None.
Okay.
Now, if the team sucks, that's different. All right. So look, I wanted to ask. Like, Kenny, let me ask you a question. Like, you hate Bama, right? Who's the other team you hate like Alabama?
Florida.
So if Bama and Florida play,
I root for, in that situation, I probably end up rooting for, oh, that's gross. I'd root for Florida, and I wouldn't feel great about it.
But aren't they your biggest rival?
Yeah, but they stink. To me, it depends on who's better, because Bama's better by a lot. If it was the other way around and Florida was great, yeah, I'd root for Bama, and it'd feel gross.
But David, who do you hate more between MSU and OSU?
Oh, OSU.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But you just can't root for Michigan State.
No.
Not even for your son?
No. No, in fact, I want them to get destroyed every week so I can make fun of them. Laugh in his face.
That's nice parenting.
Father of the year.
That's great.
Well, he does it to
me. You know what, David?
If Michigan loses,
that coffee mug, father of the year.
When Texas lost, he was the first one to come up to me in the house and say, I mean, when Texas beat Michigan, first one to say Michigan lost.
David, he's 9.
He's 11, okay. And he deserves everything he gets when Michigan State loses.
You like eating,
son? Modeling his behavior after an 11-year-old.
Isn't that nice? Okay. You like eating, son? Yeah. One more word out of you.
This is the guy you get your sermon from on Sunday, okay? What a disgrace. We'll get to who said it momentarily. Let me get to the phones. But it was just a question when Rico asked it. I don't know what the answer would be. I think publicly you're a Michigan fan. You say Ohio State. It's the safe answer. But I think privately you hate our guts too because you live with us. I don't know.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking, yeah, your neighbors, your coworkers, your family members.
All I know is you never tried to arrest Ohio State's players.
Well, you know, they fixed that tunnel situation. There has been no more incidents in the tunnel. Signed, Mr. Savitt.
So my point would be, does hatred alter the state of it? Because MSU is no good no more. I don't know. I don't want to get in their heads. I don't know.
I just was curious, but I was just shocked at David's answer.
Like, well, that was David just being grotesque.
What did you think I was going to say? Oh, you know what? I'm rooting that every team plays hard.
I'm glad you didn't lie. I'm glad you were honest.
Right. It wasn't that, David. I just wasn't expecting. Basically, you went full Mr. T, Clever Lane. Pain.
Yes.
I need crutches for Aiden Childs. Yeah, you know, Jeremiah Smith off on a cart. Everybody's injured.
You know what?
It's like Oprah.
You know, look.
Here's a hamstring pull.
And here's the bottom line. All right, for people who are going to get bent out of shape, make no mistake about it. I was there the day that Drew Stanton got injured and you animals cheered. So why don't we just call it what it is? All right? You're not sad. Yeah, of course you want the kid to get healthy, but the bottom line is you don't want him healthy in time to play your school. So at least David was being honest.
That's all it's about. Before the season or as the season started, I was like, oh, Michigan State, they may be able to beat me. Well, I don't want that to happen. For that to happen, I need some hamstring pulls and I need some quad injuries. I need some things happen.
That was how your third kid was born.
Or David, maybe. Did you ever think that maybe your team experiences a little bit of karma based off your statements?
Hey, man. Hey, what you talking about? We're great. We're a wonderful program. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
We do everything on the up and up.
Oh, sure.
Everybody gets injured but Orgy. He can stay healthy.
Wow. Wow. David, give me a few ticket texts. We'll get to the people in a moment. We'll also get to who said it.
As a Michigan fan, I would love to see Michigan State beat down Ohio State this weekend. Can't stand that program or its coach.
I don't remember the last time. I think the last time we were competitive with OSU would be 2016, the 17-16 game, where Tyler O'Connor tripped on his hand warmer on a stupid two-point conversion.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't that the...
It was the wind game.
No, I was about to say, wasn't that one when State had the scoop and score and they called it back?
No, that was 2014. That was Curtis Drummond. Scoop and score on the sideline and the idiot ref blew it dead. Should have been a touchdown, yeah. No, it's back when we were good. 16, we were ass and inexplicably. We're like, wait, this is happening? And then Mark decided, you know, he was going to go old wheelbarrow nuts and go for two, which I didn't agree with. And then O'Connor tripped on like his hand warmer or some crap. Not bitter. Totally not bitter at all.
Fun.
Outside of injuries, I agree with David. We complain about rivalries being gone, but we need more of that mindset.
Yeah, I mean, you're still a gross human, but I'm saying at least you're honestly gross. It's different. At least you didn't lie to me.
Oh, well, no,
I hope
never.
Both teams have fun.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Doesn't David want Childs healthy? He will throw more touchdowns to Michigan than either of their quarterbacks will.
I wish I could argue. No, I mean, what do you want me to say?
It's not way off.
Kid's got too many turnovers. I'm not gonna pull a Jansen.
We may have just learned about him the very first play of this season. Interception.
No,
the
that
very
was,
first play.
No, I gotta stop. I have to do this. The receiver dropped that ball. Now you can make fun of him. The receiver dropped that pass.
Okay.
No, here's what we were laughing at. Remember the magical year Kenneth Walker? First play of the game was what?
Touchdown.
He takes it at 75 yards, and it was like a precursor. Like, oh, this is what the season became.
So maybe turnovers was just the precursor to what the year would be.
When David, I was just like, I can't fight it, David, because.
No, I'm not trying to fight it. I am just saying his example that was not on Aiden.
That was Foster tipping it in the air five times. And it, actually, it wasn't an interception. The refs blew the call, but.
You know, shocking.
His feet were down.
Signed Thursday Night bounds. Football. Does someone want to explain how a face masking call went against the Giants when Daniel Bellinger was the one who had his face mask grabbed by the Cowboy?
His face mask was not specs to the NFL.
Got it. We'll get to the people next. Who said it? Bottom of the hour. Prop Bet Casino 445. Does that work for everybody?
That works.
Great.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Rico's all upset. We're going to get him in a better mode. Just hang on a minute. Let's go over to Ed. He's been very patient. Eddie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm the man of the game right now. My wife and I in the car. So we have a night package. So we sold two of our tickets on the aftermarket, and we're going right now.
You said you sold two of them on the aftermarket?
Correct, and then my wife and I are
Did you get a decent price for them? You don't have to say the amount.
I did. I did. I was very pleased.
All right, so
we have the Friday night package. So so we have 28 games during the season, and we thought that it would be a good idea to sell these two.
So you're not going now, huh? That's it. You're out.
No, we're going. We're going because we have four seats.
Oh, I apologize. I misunderstood. I got you. Then, Ed, guess what? That's better than bringing a couple of your deadbeat friends who didn't want to pay you.
Yep.
You cash in for two. I love it.
Right. I totally agree. Because we bring our kids, and then they end up costing us, it would cost us even more.
They're deadbeats.
Right.
Eddie, just, you know what, Ed?
Right.
You're in a safe space. They'll never hear this. They're deadbeats, and Daddy is tired of paying for them. So you cashed in, you and Mama, you get to go to the game. You know what the kids get? Nothing. I love it.
Right.
TJ, is that you?
Right.
I like Ed. You know what? Ed's old school. I dig that.
Yeah.
You don't see parents do that anymore. Oh, I got to bring little Bobby. No, you don't. You know what Ed's going to do when his kids go to college? He's going to send him an invoice for the first 18 years. Mm. Oh, you thought your college loans were the only thing? Take a look at this.
See, I just figured when the kids go to college, he just takes a sledgehammer and just knocks down the walls. I'm like, what happened to my room?
Gone.
Gone. I always wanted to put a pool table in here.
Man cave.
But what if I come back? You can't.
I was told that.
Yeah.
That was like early on for me. It's because no one in my family had ever gone to college. My parents were like, we don't care where you go, but here's the bottom line. You graduate high school, you don't live here no more.
Oh, yeah.
That was like eighth grade. So that was like early on I got that message delivered.
Yeah, I was going to say 14 or 15 for me, like college, military, or job. You pick.
And instead, you ended up on the radio making penis jokes. Fantastic. Let's go to Robert. 97.1. Robert, what's going on, buddy?
Going great. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So, I think it's Chris Fetter. I mean, you definitely needed Minnesota to implode, but as far as actual Tigers, I mean, you've got players that are 28 years old who are borderline rookies and weren't great in the minors, and they're doing stuff. And it just everything seems to be coming up aces. I mean, you could go Hinch also. I mean, there's so much involved because there's just – it's unexplainable. It's just it's a ride that you just never want to get off because it's been an amazing.
Well, and I think it means more because you got put through 10 years of hell. You just haven't had
it. Yeah, and like the hitting's even been improving. I mean, you've got Meadows, who all of a sudden went from being borderline unplayable other than defense, and he's been hitting like crazy. I mean, yeah, Sweeney coming up. You have so much. My only fear is, and I know you guys have said this a lot, but I just, man, we need to spend in the offseason.
Look, Robert, you know what? I made one joke about it yesterday, and immediately we got three phone calls from people who are angry saying, no, you're wrong. We don't need to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not even going there. I'm not even going to bring it up because it's just, it's not the right time. And you know what? Let's just enjoy it. Yeah. Because I made one joke, and people got bent out of shape. And I'm telling you, it's a dangerous road to go down if you think you have all the answers in-house. I don't care what sport it is. I don't care what era it is. It's just not real life. No. And if you have the ability to go out and get an all-star third baseman this offseason, Bregman, then you probably should at least inquire.
Yeah, this run is not sustainable for an entire year. It's a great...
How dare you? You're a hater. They're winning 138 games next
year. It's a great roll of the dice right now, but if...
it's 138 and 24, okay. You shut your face.
Right. Nobody breaks Vegas.
I'm just saying, in the here and now, let's enjoy it. Because exactly. None of that talk matters. They can't add anyone. This is what they got. And right here, right now, they've got the roster the way they want it, which is AJ can mix and match, Moneyball style. Fine. When the winter meetings come around, we'll do those conversations. Because Lord knows, people were triggered. I made one joke yesterday. One. Yeah. Go to Todd, 97.1. Todd, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm just stoked. This starting at 6:40 p.m. tonight, it's going to be a 75-hour sporgy in southeastern Michigan. And I just wanted to weigh in on the Michigan State, Ohio State thing.
Yeah.
I'm a family man. I'm a Michigan man, so I got to be rooting for my little brother. No, I'm just poking a stick at you.
Oh, listen, Todd, we stink. You can say whatever you like. No one rational is going to get upset at that. We got to beat you in order to stop that crap. We're terrible. It's okay.
Well, fair enough. But I root for Michigan, and whoever's playing Ohio State, and this weekend, it's you guys.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, listen, Todd, we haven't been competitive with OSU in so long. It's funny, Rico referenced the 2015 game or 16. You're approaching 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You start totaling up the way these games have gone if you've been a Spartan. The days of saying we're the only team who can stand up to them, those are long gone.
You know what? Because here's what happened. I actually appreciate what Michigan did because they just last year, we don't like you and we're just going to run up the score. Then Ohio State kind of patting you on the head saying, nah, we get it. You're bad.
David, do me a favor. You want to have some fun, right? And Todd, I appreciate it. You pull up the halftime scores of these Michigan State, Ohio State games the last 7-8 years. You'll be stunned. Rico went to the game in 21. He left with 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. He was at Raising Cane's.
Started as a joke. As I'm sitting there looking at Chuck, you know, we should probably leave if this keeps going. And 10 minutes later, yeah, we should just go probably leave if this. I'll treat you to Raising Cane's. Let's just go now. So, yeah. Apparently, everybody else had that same mindset because we had to go to like four different Raising Cane's before we finally found one without a line out the door. Because it was over. It was like 42, I think it was 42 to nothing or 42 to 7. Like, we heard States, Keon Coleman scored their only touchdown. And I was like, I pray to God he wasn't celebrating because it's 42 to 7 now. Don't celebrate that. Just hand the ball to the ref, son.
Yes. David, ticket text, and we got to get to who said it.
I typically root for an asteroid to strike the stadium when Ohio State and Michigan State are playing.
I like that. I do, too. That way I'd get a new stadium instead of this antiquated dump.
Oh, I know OSU is good. No sense in rooting for them to lose. Sparty fans are scumbags. It's hilarious watching them lose. That is from Mike.
I respect that, Mike, because that's how I feel about you guys. You cheating scumbags. That's rivalry. I'm not mad about that. That's great. Like, I always love the people who are like, no, I don't. Like, Stoney always tries that crap. No, I root for both schools unless they're playing each other. Oh, the hell you do. Stop it.
He's weird,
though. He didn't go to either school. Stop it.
Anytime Michigan and Notre Dame play, I want the whole stadium to go up like an atomic bomb.
Hey, too bad. Rico ruined that rivalry. Nice sport.
No, they ruined that rivalry on their own. I had nothing to do with
it. It was a harbinger of the new era of college football that neither Michigan or Michigan State play Notre Dame anymore.
No, remember on Notre Dame handed Michigan a note. We're breaking up with you.
Right, I blame you. And they signed that sweetheart ACC deal.
That wasn't me. No, that was the breakup at lunch. Here's a note from Susie. She's breaking up from you.
Paul in Waterford says, I'm with Hatchet. I'm a Michigan State fan. When Michigan and Ohio State play, I just want them to beat each other senseless. Injuries all over the place.
Yeah, that's the Bane game. Wow. You need Bane from the 50.
Cheering for Slobberknocker, OSU, MSU. Yes, I want injuries. Okay, people, relax.
No. Listen, at least they're being honest. I'm not telling you it's classy. I'm not telling you it's... Look, I just don't get triggered by it. Because at least they're being honest. No one's saying you want people in wheelchairs. But if it's a couple of weeks before you're going to play your hated rival, yeah, I'm sorry, but a high ankle sprain, you're not going to cry for Argentina. You're going to say, you know what? Oops, hate to see it. Like if tomorrow night Kenny's got Ole Miss in a couple of weeks and Jackson Dart rolls his ankle and is going to miss a month, you think Kenny's all heartbroken? Right. So tired of everybody being so damn sensitive. Jesus. I'm not mad at you, David. I'm just disappointed. That's all. You're supposed to be better than that. You're supposed to be a leader of this community. You can't be saying things that way.
Still sports.
Truth. All right, hit the button. It's Who Said It and things. All right, so David had a revenge tour last week. He was upset. We had fun and collaborated and guessed what our coworkers had said. So last week, he turned into Satan and made it impossible. Let's see if we can find a middle ground, shall we?
Football. That's going to be the quote.
Exactly.
Not going to be the quote at all. Number one, would you rather be good or lucky? And I'm not.
Reading is fundamental.
Would you rather be good or lucky? And I'm not saying they're lucky, but are they good or lucky?
Well, clearly this is Tiger Talk.
Any host?
Yes.
So anybody's eligible?
Yes, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to guess that's Doug couching it a little bit because he's not upset that they're winning, but he also wants to know, are they good or lucky?
Well, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I'm sorry. I'll expand that to 8 p.m. I'm sorry.
See, I was going to say, I'm thinking more Wojo. Yeah, I'm going to go Wojo with that.
To me, that screams Jeff Rieger. He's going, would you either be good or lucky? Because he always comes in every day. Would you take this or would you take that?
Okay, fair.
He's been very trolly throughout this, and I don't know why. Like, I don't understand anyone who can't just have fun with it. And Rieger has constantly been trolling. Evan might be onto something.
It's his MO, though.
I don't know. But Kenny's got a point. Shaking both hands. That's a Doug specialty.
It's true. It's true.
Stoney was in today, too. He likes to, to play the fence.
Hey, David, can we hear it one more time?
Would you rather be good or lucky? And I'm not saying they're lucky, but are they good or lucky?
I'm changing to Stoney.
I'm staying with Rieger.
Whoa,
Joe.
All right. Who said it?
Ah! I always forget about him.
How?
Because I don't listen.
Dude, he collects.
Yeah. You must not collect anything, Mike.
Because he'll talk about it.
Either here doing the damn pods or I'm busy. I'm sorry.
He's collecting jobs over here.
He just teed him up for that.
He's collecting paydays.
Keep going. Number two, the Tigers have a team that if and when they get in the playoffs will throw Tarik Skubal and likely throw him in game one of a playoff series. And you feel really good about your chances of winning game one of a shortened series with Tarik Skubal on the mound.
Now that's Doug. I'm convinced of it. I heard that in Doug's voice. It's overly pragmatic. It's explaining the obvious. It's Doug Karsh.
But we said that on this show.
And this is all from this week, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah, but you guys have talked more like save him for game one, not. And you guys have been matter of fact that the Tigers are in the playoffs. That's why I don't think it's you.
It could be, though, because it makes sense. It's a sensible thing to say. It's not
but
outer
space land.
Listen
to the start of how he said it. Can you repeat the first few words, David?
The Tigers have a team that if and when.
If and when. That's the key right there.
You're right.
They
are right.
Both
who
on
would
the recometer.
That's why I'm at Doug right now.
I'm going to say Gator.
Okay.
I'll go Doug. I'm hearing more Karshian tones
yep.
than Gator tones there.
I'm going to go Costa explaining things to you if you don't know.
Yeah.
The Schmarmazon cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be.
All locked in?
Mm-hmm.
Who said it?
Wow! And here's the thing. The second I said Costa, I saw his head drop. And I feel very good about it.
Oh, you saw that?
Yep. I saw your head. But I'm like, that's Costa explaining to Detroit, here's what needs to happen, Detroit.
David got to the last person out of all of us. Oh, man.
I know. You almost was so close. So close. All right, number three. This team had a 0.02% chance to make the postseason, and now they're going to make the playoffs. It's like nothing anybody's ever seen.
I feel like that's me.
That could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that was Mike.
Because who's talked more about the fan graphs and the analytics of how right. to get into the playoffs in this show?
Us, right. And we've made fun of it. But right. Like, it's true. Yeah, I think that might be me.
That was the most idiotic thing. I don't know. It sure wasn't. No, I'm kidding.
No. It could be idiotic.
I think it's
what a dumb opinion.
You're so stupid.
No, I think it was you, Mike.
Should I, if I thought it was me, do I need to invoke the Evan rule? You think because you don't know it as fact.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. You're good.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to guess Heather Park. I just want to be different.
Right, because, you know, she wants to go to Tennessee.
Their picks.
Huh? She's winning at the picks.
She's winning their picks because
she's
she makes picks. Because she makes picks like that.
And she won on the Titans game by saying that she wanted to go to Tennessee one day. Or no, she won on the
Jets
Vols
furious,
game.
By That's the way.
Oh, really?
We all locked
yeah,
in?
Yeah, we're all locked
Mike?
In.
Mike, okay. Who said it?
Oh, Rieger just stealing bits.
Did you get a check for that?
I know. He's listening. He's like, I'm going to write this on one
that?
Down.
Did you get a check for that, Mike?
Oh, that's good.
He's going to start collecting bodies is what he's going to be collecting.
And then Kang will
talk about it.
Full circle. See?
All the way back. Number four. This would be a problem unless you get a contract so you don't have kids leaving year after year. Sign a 1, 2, and 3-year deal. Let's make this binding. Let's make this legal.
God, I know you guys both want that to happen, but you didn't say that.
No, we didn't say it this week.
Doesn't it seem like
didn't?
I think I want to guess Jansen. Because this is his baby that's going away. But he wouldn't sign a contract as a college kid.
This would be a problem unless you get a contract. So you don't have kids leaving year after year. Sign a 1, 2, or 3-year deal. Let's make this binding. Let's make this legal.
Oh, that screams gov now that I think about it.
Let's make this binding. Let's make this legal.
I said that, but I'm trying to think. Did we?
Oh, geez.
I don't think you guys really talked about the UNLV thing.
We touched on it briefly. Yeah. We did talk about it.
We just made fun of the situation more than anything else.
Maybe I said it out there before in the pre-show meeting.
Well, I don't know why we've been talking about contracts forever for these kids.
I'm hearing you, Rico, and I'm not. Do you remember saying anything like this?
I do. That's what I was like, did I say
that? I'm going to guess Rico.
Why Gov? What? Why did Gov's name come up here?
To me, because he make him sign contracts, like starting to get upset about it.
Angry Gov.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I may have said it.
I think it was you, Rico. Because I definitely heard you say something similar in the bullpen.
Yeah.
I'm really torn. I just don't feel like we got into the normal contract thing that we do.
I think we touched briefly on the UNLV thing. I think we did that yesterday.
It could be either one of us.
Evan, how strongly do you believe in Gov?
Do I believe in Gov? That it's zero. I'm going to say it's 60%.
Let me rephrase. How much do you believe in your selection of Gov?
60%.
I'm going to go with Gov. I just don't think Rico said that. Who said it?
God bless it.
Rico, I listen. Every word you say.
Thank you.
Well, I don't. Damn it.
Obviously, I don't either.
I just didn't think we did the contract stuff.
And I even led it by saying, this is all you guys
have
talked about.
You know what I think
about.
It was? Because I think it was one of those, this is your fault. You caused this. And
yes.
I said, you know what? It wouldn't be a problem if.
Right.
See? Somebody was angry. And it was Rico.
It's true.
David.
Last one. You had bypassed all the bathrooms on the way to your seat, and then 15 minutes into it, all of a sudden, okay, I guess I just missed the Tigers at bat.
Huh?
So it'd have to have been somebody at a ball game. Definitely nobody in this room.
Hell no.
One more time, David.
You had bypassed all the bathrooms on the way to your seat, and then 15 minutes into it, all of a sudden, okay, I guess I'll just miss the Tigers at bat.
Maybe a road game?
This is so vague.
I'm going to go Gator. Midday. I think somebody had called saying that.
So you got to remove yourself. If you heard this.
No, I didn't hear it. I'm just saying. I think somebody had called and they just started talking. So I don't know who said it, but.
I have no earthly idea.
It was part of. And Gator always has a list.
Evan.
God. But I don't see Gator. I think Gator is a man that goes by what he wants to do, and he would have just stopped and used the restroom if he had to go. Who follows along? It would be somebody like that. I'm going to say Costa. Like, he was just so excited to be at the game, didn't even have time to use the restroom. And then next thing you knew, he had to go.
I don't know. Give me Gov. I quit. I don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
And we're up against it. So who said it? Okay, thank you.
So I thought you all would get this. The last few days, they've been making fun of Costa for missing the at-bat. He had to go to the bathroom when he went to the game a few days ago. I thought everyone knew they were making fun of him.
Oh, so I was close.
My fault.
No, I didn't listen. I don't know what you want from me. All right.
Are you part of the show in the mornings?
I do what I'm asked to do to be a team player, but don't ask me to listen every day.
Multiple right. Segment Mike over
Here's
here.
Here's Mike and Heather with the news. A severed baby's head was used as a bowling ball. Hi, it's Heather here. Here's Heather with the news. Priest launched out of cannon. All right, let's get to the business.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.